Helicopters, technology, research facilities, and medical schools are all part of today's healthcare industry. Did you know the concept of healthcare during the territory days was to bleed, blister, and purge?
You would bleed the patient because they thought that if you bled somebody with leeches or other methods, they were getting off the bad blood. A blister, you would use hot compresses and irons, and purge meant you gave them lots of enemas and laxatives to get rid of all the bad poisons in the body.
Dr. Robert Kravitz has been practicing medicine in Arizona for more than 35 years. He's researched medical practices and collected hundreds of pieces of medical equipment from Arizona territory.
Well, it was all not really scientific medicine. It didn't work. We probably killed more people than we cured.
The gastroenterologist says doctors actually came to Arizona around the 1850s when physicians accompanied the U.S. Army when they set up in area forts. Doctors cared for soldiers as well as anyone who lived in the area.
A lot of the medicines that were sold or even used by the doctors contained opium and alcohol, because we didn't have much else to treat them with.
Kravitz says doctors in the early days fixed fractures, performed amputations, and delivered babies. And although the Arizona Territory had a sparse population, there were medical problems, including smallpox, malaria, and tuberculosis. Most common injuries in these parts were those from dynamite blasts, railroad accidents, gunshot wounds, and people falling off horses.
Arrow wounds were very common. As a matter of fact, the medical journals of that time, the most articles were written about how to treat arrow wounds. And I haven't treated any arrow wounds in recent years. You see, this is a leech jar, and there was water in there.
We walk through the Phoenix Baptist Hospital main lobby in North Phoenix. This is where many of Kravitz's medical artifacts are showcased for the public to see. As a medical helicopter takes off outside the hospital, Kravitz explains that in territory times, medical transportation was a little different. Patients were often transported on a stretcher strapped to the back of a mule and traveled 4 to 5 days to the nearest military doctor. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.